I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The President and First Lady were in Atlanta yesterday speaking at the National Prescription Drug and Heroin Abuse Summit. GPB's Robert Jemerson was there.
President Trump provided an update on what his administration has done to address opioid abuse since declaring a public health emergency in 2017. He touted more access to the overdose reversal drug naloxone and highlighted the coordinated effort between the White House and Congress. The president also talked about the importance of border security to stop drugs from entering the country, prescription take-back programs, and increased funding for medication-assisted treatment programs. He received a standing ovation when he talked about the role faith community plays in battling the opioid crisis.
Critical to this effort is my administration's strong support for faith-based initiative. America is a nation that believes in the power of prayer and the strength of fellowship. And we believe in the grace of God.
With 130 Americans dying each day from drug overdoses, the president said that his administration has secured $6 billion in new funding to help fight the epidemic over the next 2 years. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemerson in Atlanta.
An outbreak of hepatitis A in Georgia is rapidly spreading. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports there's been more than 20 new cases in the past 3 weeks. Between January 2018 and March of this year, 170 cases of the virus have been reported statewide. That's 6 times higher than 2017, according to the State Department of Health. Over half of all cases have been in Northwest and North Georgia, as well as in Augusta. Hepatitis A can be prevented through vaccine. Cobb County teachers, bus drivers, custodians, and other employees could receive the largest raises given by the district in the last 25 years. The Marietta Daily Journal reports the school superintendent, Chris Ragsdale, is recommending pay increases of 8 to 12.6%. The school board is expected to vote on the final budget in May. And it could be a record year for sea turtle nests on the Georgia coast. That was the prediction of some at a sea turtle conservation workshop this week. Record or no, the Brunswick News reports officials are expecting strong turtle nesting numbers this year. The head of Georgia's sea turtle program says nesting goes in cycles, but the last few years have been above average. Nesting numbers are growing by about 2.5 to 3% per year. The pattern points to this year being bigger than the last, when there were more than 1,700 nests. A California-based plastics company is coming to the Georgia coast. Plastic Express plans to open a packaging and shipping facility that will export some 25,000 cargo containers through the Port of Savannah each year. The company also plans to hire 160 workers. And in sports, Atlanta is officially on the clock once again for another major sporting event, this time the NCAA Men's Final Four. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
April 2020 will mark the fifth time Atlanta hosts the Final Four, and just like the Super Bowl, the city receives the baton from Minneapolis. Dan Gavitt is the NCAA's vice president of basketball. Speaking at the logo unveiling in December, Gavitt complimented the city's previous hosting of the games, the last which came in 2013.
Each one of them has been highly successful. The venue is spectacular. And then the city of Atlanta itself, it's just a world-class city that offers an incredible experience for student-athletes, coaches, and fans that will attend.
Those final games of the college basketball season will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.